Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, now remember, manaha. Manaha means sakarantaha napumsakalingaha manas shabdaha. It is a neutral gender word, manas word. And then manasaha isha manisha. Isha means power. Isha means function. So manasaha isha, manasaha isha means power of the mind or function of the mind. That's the literal meaning. But here, knowledge, firm knowledge, doubt-free knowledge is the power. Knowing is the function of the mind also. And here, the conviction, the firm, the conviction born of clarity is also what? Manisha. Regarding what? Conviction regarding what? Conviction of what? Conviction that this person should be revered as a guru. This person is adorable as guru. Irrespective of whether that person is a chandalaha or dvijaha. Whether he looks like an unrefined, uncivilized person, or whether he looks like a cultured brahmanaha. However he looks, still he has revered as a guru. This is my conviction. And who is the one? The one who has wisdom. That how the person looks, who the person is, doesn't matter. If the person has wisdom, and he is to be revered as guru. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is, according to Vedanta Shastram, wisdom is knowledge of the oneness of reality, the knowledge of the oneness of the individual and the whole. So, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam Eva Wisdom. There is no other wisdom. Okay, let me this much remember very well. Very quickly, very fast, the verse number 3, Shankara just presents everything very, very quickly. The whole teaching is presented in this third verse. See, the first lesson is the person becomes mature. The person becomes dispassionate. Maturity implies what? Becomes dispassionate towards everything. If a person becomes dispassionate towards everything, to become dispassionate, what should he know? To become dispassionate, he should know the limitations of everything else. Everything means of the world. World means, world stands for everything. So definitely everything in this world is impermanent. Nothing is permanent. Nothing can bless me with permanent happiness or permanent security. This understanding of the limitations of everything in the world and the world as a whole is called what? Everything in this world is subject to destruction and change. That understanding alone helps one to discover, to become dispassionate towards the world. Okay, so dispassion born of understanding is the first lesson, isn't it? That is revealed by what? Shashwat Akhilam Vishwam Nashwarameva. Then, once that becomes very clear, that everything else is impermanent in this world, the whole world is impermanent, then that nischayaha, definiteness is there. Thereafter, dispassion towards the worldly things will definitely take one to what? One help one have passion for knowledge, wisdom. See, it is only thing, passion for wisdom alone will help one to become dispassionate towards worldly things. See, not being dispassionate, being passionate is not wrong. But being dispassionate implies maturity. Isn't it? So, to become dispassionate towards the world, with understanding of the limitations, one should have passion for knowledge. And to be passionate about knowledge, one should know the value of knowledge. To know the value of knowledge, one should have purushartha nischaya. That means one should know moksha being the ultimate choiceless end. Look at this. All systematic, isn't it? Moksha being the choiceless end must be very clear. Once moksha being the ultimate choiceless end is very clear, one definitely knows there's no moksha other than knowledge. So knowledge of the oneness of the reality is moksha. And that oneness of knowledge or the oneness of reality as what? Reality as one's own self is itself is moksha. Jnanameva moksha. Now there are two different things. Then end is very clear, then value of knowledge becomes very clear. Once the value of knowledge is very clear, one can become committed to the pursuit of knowledge. That's how one's total passion is for knowledge. So passion for knowledge helps one naturally helps one to disconnect oneself from, in fact, to become dispassionate towards the worldly things. It's called nitya anitya vastu vivekaha is there. What is nityam? Moksha is nityam. What is nityam? Atma is nityaha. So what is that you want? Jnanam I want. So jnanam if you want. So what is not nityam? Everything else other than atma is anityam. The whole jagat is anityam only. Therefore this all. Jagat is anityam, atma is nityam. If Atma being Nityam becomes very clear, Jagat being Anityam also becomes very clear, dispassion towards world becomes easier and passion for knowledge becomes easier, the commitment to moksha becomes easier. That is revealed. Once commitment to the knowledge is there, with the knowledge of value of knowledge, and what will one do? One will not go to library by oneself. Library may be available, library is meant for using, reading, but one has to study, one also understands the value of the Shastram being the only Pramanam. Vedanta Shastram, it is very, very important thing. See, desire for moksha everybody has, knowingly or unknowingly. Desire for knowledge of truth also is somehow urges there. But to be able to accept Shastram as only Pramanam is a very big obstacle, very difficult. It's not that easy for people to accept Shastram as the Pramanam. You know, but here Shankara talks about the Punyavan, really a great Punyavan. This person who knows the value of knowledge, thereby who knows the value of the Shastram as the Pramanam. Once you person who knows the value of Shastram as the Pramanam and he wants to study the Shastram and then he also comes to know the value of the importance of studying the Shastram with the help of the competent teacher. Even Swamiji mentioned, I also mentioned many times in my class, na asampradayavate murkhavate upekshaniyaha. Remember that many times I told in my class. Because Swamiji tells after in his class, that's why it got gone to my mind. I also mentioned it. Definitely one approaches the teacher who knows the sampradaya. So this person. One, this person being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, knowing the value of knowledge, when he approaches the teacher, then guru who teaches. And what would be the teaching of the guru? Guroho vak, guroho vacha. He understands through the teaching from the words of the guru, through the teaching by the guru, you know, he understands. What does the teacher teach? Here, Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam is hinted by this line, Guru Ho Vacha. What all I have said now, that much has been covered in this first line itself. I got the point now. It's not a new lesson, but I'm just putting it differently. Then Guru Ho Vacha, the Guru teaches. What are the Guru's words? O student, that Tom Asi, that Brahma you are seeking, that reality you are seeking, that moksha you are searching for, that happiness you are searching for, that fullness you are really you are after is none other than you. Not in you, not within you. It is very you. It's not, he doesn't say one sentence, okay? He'll unfold. That unfoldment you had to do, which I will do in the class. I'm just telling you a little bit. Thereafter, this student understands. What does he understand? He understands, I, the self, am the consciousness, the existence of the universe, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Aham Brahma Asmi. When he understands, the reality, the nature of the reality, which is the existence of the cosmos, as one's own self, as pure consciousness, then he understands that what he does, after having understood from the teacher, through listening, he also dwells upon it, he reflects on that, then he has his doubts cleared, then he constantly contemplates upon one his own Swarupam. Swamiji also said in the class, contemplation, one of the answers, questions was asked was the difference between contemplation and meditation, and Swamiji said, contemplation is seeing the meaning of the words. Remember, like now, even in Dhrukthisha class, I also taught you that, Shabda Anuvidda, Shabdanuvidda, Shabdana Vidda Savikalpa Samadhi, I taught you. Anyway, Shabda is like there are so many words in the Shastram, and every word reveals the Swarup Mahdi Atma. And seeing how, you know, that meaning of Atma is the Swarup Mahdi, that word, the meaning of that word. How Atma Swarupam is implied by that word. That we'll see again in the class, but anyway, let me tell you here. When a person constantly dwells upon, at least dwelling upon the Swarupma of the Atma, one's own Swarupam, then he becomes very clear. But in order to be contemplative, in order to have that contemplative disposition of the mind, how should he be? He should not be disturbed, turbulent person, minded. He should be Nirvyaja Shantatman. Nirvyaja Shantatman is a Nakaranta Shabda, but in nominative, Nirvyaja Shantatma. Shantaha Shantam Shanta Atma Yasya. Shantatman. Atma here means mind in this context. The one whose mind is tranquil, one whose mind is serene and calm is Shantatma. How can the mind be serene and calm if there are disturbances? So he uses one more adjective, Nirvyaja. Savyaja means turbulent. Nirvyaja means turbulence free. So Nirvyaja Shantatma. So the turbulence free, disturbance free, restlessness free, agitation free, tranquil minded person, then being ready for contemplation, enjoying the contemplative disposition of the mind, this person constantly vimrishati. Vimrishati means what? Again, vimarshanam means description also. Vimarshanam means description, picturizing. You can say many words. But here, with reference to Atma Vimarshanam means what? Constantly dwelling upon the Swarupam of the Atma is Atma Vimarshanam. You can't describe Atma, isn't it? Here, Vimarshati means those who constantly contemplate upon the Swarupam of the reality as one's own self. No, such a person, what happens to him? Then for him, the knowledge becomes clear. His knowledge becomes firm and clear. Then once the jnanam takes place, what happens? So all very quickly he says, once jnanam takes place, what happens? Jnanam takes place, in jnanam, the notion of one's own self, perception of oneself becomes different. The self, the perspective, one's own perspective, now his perception changes. Before jnanam, I am body, mind, sense complex, with all limitations, with all problems. But after jnanam, you are still the same person. You don't physically don't become anything, but emotion, the vision is different, perception is different. Before, I am the body, mind, sense complex, having consciousness in the body. Now, I am consciousness endowed with body, mind, sense complex. See the difference. In that jnanam, thereby what happens now, when I am consciousness endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, not with this one. I am consciousness, then, therefore what? Where is the doership now? As Swamiji also explained about this, Ishvara, very beautifully he said, doer means who is the doer? To do anything, so many factors are involved. Even seeing, we simply say, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, any function of faculties of knowledge or function of the activities, for anything to happen, so many factors are involved. Without one thing, action will not take place. Even legs are walking, if you say, legs are walking means what? Without muscle, legs cannot walk. Without tissues, legs cannot walk. Without nerves, legs cannot walk. Without blood, legs cannot move. Without bone, legs cannot walk. Without marrow, legs cannot walk. And all of them had to be together in proper condition also. That means order is Ishvara. This is Swamiji is only, as far as I know, this Ishvara is a universal law and order. It's such a beautiful thing, which even Darwin has been highly recognizing it, even though Vedanta says more than that, all other scientists also. This Ishvara is universal natural law and order. And that order is backed by knowledge, isn't it? So that order means, who is the doer here? There's no doer. I am not the doer, nobody else is the doer here. The order is, Ishvara is the doer here. The order which keeps them together, which keeps all of them together, is Ishvara, which is the doer. Even Ishvara doesn't claim that I am the doer. Therefore, we, in our understanding, there is no Lord other than the order. Therefore, Ishvara is the doer, is Ishvara, we say. Therefore, in this understanding, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, that notions just resolve. When the doership resolves, enjoyership resolves, then one becomes free from, because if I is very strongly sitting with I body, mind, hence complex, then you have doership, you have enjoyership, you have punyam, you have papam, you have all the problems. I have itself is a problem, isn't it? I am is the right vision. I have is the erroneous vision. I am and I have. When you say I have, the duality has come. I am different. What I have is something possessed by me. I am. Everything is, whatever is there is only I am. I am everything. That is very different vision. That becomes really ascertained only through constant contemplation, constant dwelling. Therefore, here he says, such a person who is free from doership and enjoyership, who has that vision, is free from doership and enjoyership. Being free from doership and enjoyership, naturally he is free from what? Sanchitam karma, bhutam, bhavi, agami karma. So he is free from agami, he is free from sanchitam, he is free from all the karmas. Bhutam, bhaticha, dushkrutam. Dushkrutam means what? Dushkrutam means papa karma. Papa karma phalam. But here punyam also is said to be papa karma, papam only. Why? Anything punyam or papam, even golden knife also will cut, isn't it? So punyam or papam, anything will keep you bound. Therefore punyam also is what? Dushkrutam only. For bhutam bhavicha duskrutam, all his punya papas, duskrutam stands for all punya papas. What all punya papas one has as one's own sanchitam, as one's own agami, all one punya papas, sanchitam and agami, get burnt. Pradahata. Get burnt. How does he get that all his sanchita agami punya papas burnt? How does he get? In the vision of one's own self being. He gets them burnt in the fire of the vision of one's own self being, samvit, pure consciousness. In the fire of consciousness. Samvinmaye pavake. To burn something, you need a fire. And here also you have burnt, this person has burnt his punya papas, agami sanchita, punya papani, karmas, in the fire. Which fire? The fire of consciousness. Because consciousness has no punyam, consciousness has no papam, consciousness is not the doer or seer or hearer or anything. Consciousness is not anything, but without consciousness, there cannot be doer, hearer, seer or anything. But consciousness by itself is not the doer or anything. Therefore, once the aham is resolved in consciousness, I sense is resolved in consciousness, along with the I sense, when the wave resolves its identity with the water, as I am the water, that knowledge is what? Resolving the I sense and the part of the wave in the water. Similarly, here also resolving the I sense in consciousness is what? Resolving all the problems which go with the I sense in consciousness. So all the punyams, all the papams, all the sanchita, agami, the doership, enjoyership, all the wrong notions, along all of them become burnt in the fire of consciousness or in the vision of one's own self-being consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, jnana agni dagda karmanaha. Remember now, jnana meva agnihi. Jnana agnina dagda karmanaha. The wise person is said to be the one who has got all his karmas burnt by the fire of knowledge. You have read this, we come across this many times in different, in the Bhagavad Gita also. So he says, here pradahat, pradahanam. So this person, he is one who has got all his punya papas, sanchita agami karmas, burnt in the fire of consciousness or in the knowledge of one's own self being consciousness. Then what happens with prarabdha? Now, he is one who has given his sariram to the prarabdha. He has got his punya sanchitam and agami burnt, but he still has what? Prarabdha. Nobody can escape prarabdha. Now, even a wise person cannot escape prarabdha. So, what does he do for prarabdha now? Prarabdha cannot be escaped. Prarabdha has to be lived. But even prarabdha is for whom? Not for the consciousness. Consciousness only sakshi, isn't it? If this person has resolved his essence in consciousness, means what is his body for him? He is objective towards his own body. Isn't it? Therefore, whatever disease comes to the body, the pain comes, pleasure comes, water comes to the mind also, body also, everything is what? Prarabdha. Prarabdha, karma phalam, it has come. Eat more fat, later on have high cholesterol, we can't say karma phalam, isn't it? Previous karma, later on phalam. So who's responsible for that? And that's why you use your buddhi, isn't it? Once done, finished means done. That's all, you got it. And no, okay, let it be there, for and go, isn't it? It's a prarabdha karma phalam. So not, I'm just using a small example. Like anything water comes, he says, prarabdha affects whom? Like prarabdha karma phalam affects the what? Affects only the body. Even prarabdha karma phalam does not affect the consciousness. But if I sense is in consciousness, Eye-sense is resolved in consciousness. Eye-sense has been shifted from body, mind, sense complex. Whatever Prarabdha is there, only body, mind, sense complex is subject to Prarabdha karma phalam. Then you can be objective. Isn't it? So, Prarabdhaya samarpitam vapuhu. So, the one who has submitted his, one who has submitted his physical body, mind, sense complex to Prarabdha, one's own self being free, unaffected by Prarabdha also. One who is free from Punya, Agam, Panchita Karmas, having them burnt, God having got them burnt in the fire of knowledge, of one's own self being consciousness, such a person, Prarabdhaya samarpitam swavapuhu. The one who has submitted his body, mind, and complex to the Prarabdha, one's own self being free from Prarabdha also, being free from Prarabdha also while living, and being free from Anchita Agami Karma also, because of clear vision of the self being the only self of all the beings, the pure consciousness existence, such a person is wise person, and such a person, chandalaha astu, dvijaha astu, he is to be revered as guru. Is it clear now? Prarabdhaya samarpitam swavapuhu. Yes, yeah. Okay, we had to understand. Saha chandalaha astu, saha dvijaha astu, saha guruhu iti yesha mo manisha. We had to, it's implied there. Is it clear now? One, see, who is the one who has offered his body, mind, and complex to Prarabdha? Only a wise person. An Ajnani has not offered his, we want to offer to somebody, okay, but nobody has taken, ready to take. An Ajnani has, I have Prarabdha. I am going through my Prarabdha. I am suffering. This Ajnani is, you know, Ajnani is, this is lamentation, okay. Is, I have Prarabdha, I am going through Prarabdha. But what is a Jnani's vision? Prarabdhaya hamarpitam idam vapuhu. This body has been offered to Prarabdha. I am free. I am free. Body has been submitted to Prarabdha. That is the difference in vision of an Ajnani and a Jnani. Isn't it? So, Manisha, one who has that vision, he is a Guruhu. This is my firm conviction. Okay, we'll go to the next verse quickly. Okay. Anyway, any extra unformat will be care of in the class, and people who are now here who will not be able to attend my classes later on, for them, and then we can go on to our website, and then we will, what I'm going to do, what to do in the classes, and you can listen to it again, okay? Because I'm not really doing the, yes, I'm doing what is word meanings.
Yatriyang naradevata bhihi. Yatriyang naradevata bhihi. Ahamityantas puta grihyate. Ahamityantas puta grihyate. Yatriyang naradevata bhihi. Ahamityantas puta grihyate. Ahamityantas puta grihyate. Yadbhasa. Hridayaksha deha vishaya. Hridayaksha deha vishaya. Bhanti. Swato chetana.
Swato chetana.
Yadbhasa hridayaksha deha vishaya bhanti swato chetana tambhasyai
pihitarka mandala nibham
స్ఫూర్తిం సదా భావయన్ యోగీ నివృత మానసో హి గురురిత్యేషా మనీషా మమ.
See, we have one more word here, spurtihi. Samvit means consciousness, and other word for consciousness is spurtihi. Sada spurati iti spurtihi. That which always shines as I. That is called what? Spurati iti spurtihi. Spurtihi literally means inspiration also. But spurti implies also what? The conscious, that which shines always, throbs always. Isn't it? Spurati iti spurtihi, consciousness. So spurti also is a feminine gender word, like samvit. Spurti is a nice feminine gender word. So ya spurtihi, that consciousness, grihyate, always is understood, experienced. Grihyate is always experienced. This consciousness is always experienced. As what? Sputa, not simply. Sputa, very clearly experienced. How is it very clearly experienced? When you experience the opaque object, what is clearly experienced along with the opaque object is what? Light. So, just as light is experienced along with the experience, along with all the experienced opaque objects, so also in every experience, what is experienced along with, in every experience there are two things involved, isn't it? In every experience there are two things involved, two factors involved, experiencer and the experienced. Any experience involves two factors, the experienced and the experiencer. Without the experienced, you can say there is experience of the absence of experienced. With the experienced, also you have to say what? But still, even without the experienced also, you can say what? There is experience of the absence of the experienced. Absence becomes the experienced. So experience involves experiencer and the experienced object. Like all the opaque objects involve the experience of light. Similarly, what is that one thing which is involved in the experience of all the objects? Rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparshadi. In every experience, in every experience of every object, there is experiencer. That experiencer is what? One and the same consciousness. Isn't this why? Sputa grihyate. You cannot say, no, consciousness is not experienced. Consciousness, when it's experienced, it is manifest consciousness. Every experience involves two factors, the experienced object and the experiencer. And the experiencer is one and the same. The experienced objects vary. That experiencer, the consciousness alone, is experienced as the experiencer along with every experienced object. That consciousness is manifest consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, you cannot say, I don't experience. Every time you say any or anything is, you are there very much. When you walk into the room, when you say there are so many people sitting in this hall, there is a big hall, and there are pictures, and there are people. There are so many people who have come from different places, and then there is a chair, there are beautiful bunches of flowers and bouquets and vases, etc. So many things here. You talk about everything. You can talk about everything. To talk about everything, who is the one who is talking about? Who must be there? I. You must be there. I was not there and I saw talked about everything else. There's no such thing called talking about other things without your being there. Therefore, sputa grihyate. Is it clear now? Sputa grihyate. Very clearly, doubtlessly, what now? It is experienced. What is experienced? Spurtihi. Which spurtihi? Katam experience. How is it experienced? Aham iti. Look at this. Aham iti sputa grihyate. Ya spurti, that consciousness. Katam grihyate. Aham iti. Katam aham iti sputa. Ka aham iti sputa grihyate. Where? Aham iti where do you occur? Antaha. In your own mind. Where is I? Antaha. Isn't it? In every mind, there is I sense. Aham. Aham. Isn't it? That aham and I is what? Antaha. Aham iti. Antaha. Sputa grihyate. What is that which is experienced in everyone's mind as I? What is that? Manifest consciousness only. Sya spurtihi. Spurtihi alone is grihyate. Spurti alone is experienced. Is it clear now? Spurtihi grihyate. By whom? Triyang nara devatabhi. Even Triyang. Triyak jantu. Isn't it? The horizontally grown, vertically grown. Isn't it? Also devatas. Animals, human beings and devatas. He mentions that Triyang stands for animal, Naraha stands for human beings, Devata stands for other beings. Aham iti, see in all the beings, the animals may not speak I am, speak out I am, but still there is, what is the truth of an animal? What is the truth of any being here? What is the truth of even non-living things? Aham, what is the innermost self? Essence of any being is nothing but consciousness only. So he says, nara, naraihi, devatabihi, na triyakbihi, even all these beings of different orders, beings of different orders, all of them, ahamiti antaha puta grihyate. This consciousness, it's a good news actually, isn't it? Suppose I tell you luckily one dam didn't break. Otherwise, the whole UP would have been washed out. Bhagavan's grace. Huh? And that nothing, the dam nothing has happened, but still water to everywhere, every, whole Rishikesh. Imagine our ashram, I can imagine how Rishikesh would be now. My God. Anyway, so, that's why they're all calls, I've gotten the calls. So here what he says, Yas Spurti, well, this matters all Bhagavan. Yas Purtihi Triyang Nara Devatabihi Ahamiti Antaha Sputa Grihyate. The consciousness which is experienced always in one's own mind as I by all the beings. That consciousness. Then next. Yad bhasa, by which, by whose light of light alone? Yad bhasa, yasyaha spurtehe bhasa, you know, bhasa. Yad bhasa, by whose, bhas means light. Bhas. Not B-O-S-S. Here bhas. Bhas itself means light. This one is called bhaskaraha. Bhasa. By the light, by whose light knowledge alone, by whose light alone, hridaya aksha deha vishayaha bhanti. Hridaya stands for mind, don't take heart. Hridayam literally means heart, it means mind. Then aksha stands for all the sense organs. See, akshi means eye. Aksha means sense organ. Had to be careful. Akshi means I. Aksha means sense organ. So, Aksha stands for all the sense organs. So, mind, all the sense organs, then Deha. Deha, physical body, which also implies everything else. The powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, sense organs, mind, the sthula, sukshma, sharira, sharire, okay, all of them. The vishayaha, all these objects. Vishayaha, objects. So, all these objects of knowledge. What are all the objects of knowledge? The objects which are external to the body and the body and all our subtle aspects, sense powers, the powers of organs of actions, and also the mind, the various thought modifications, all of them bhanti shine. How do they shine? They shine after, they do not shine by themselves. Why they not shine by themselves? Swataha achetanaha. Swataha achetanaha. They are by themselves inert and insentient. Just as opaque object is does not shine by itself, it needs a light to shine after. Similarly, this dehaha, manaha, hridayam stands for manaha. Manaha, indriyani, dehaha, all these objects of knowledge, they're all objects of knowledge of consciousness. Know that? Objects of consciousness only. All these objects, bhanti, shine. How are they? Swataha achetanaha, which are inert by themselves, insentient by themselves. No, they inert, insentient, but now they seem to be conscious and sentient. How? Because they shine after that light. Because of whose light? By whose light alone these inert body, mind and complex shine. How you should write now? Swataha achetanaha hridaya aksha deha vishayaha yadbhasa bhanti kama. Is it clear? If it is not clear also, care of in our class, next class. The next line. Bhanti, tam. Tam means what? That consciousness. Andha chaitanyattai. Endha chaitanyattal vihullam vilangukindranavo. That consciousness which is always experienced as manifest consciousness, as I in all these beings. That consciousness, because the light of which alone all these inert body mind's complexes shine. That consciousness, basyaihi, pihita arka mandala nibham. Look at this. What is that consciousness? He says, pihita arka mandala nibha spurtihi. This consciousness is like what is compared to, look at this. Arka mandalaha means solar disk. Arkaha means sun. Arkaha, in Sanskrit we have so many words for sun. Arkaha means sun. Arka mandala means solar disk. The solar disk, in fact, because of the sun alone, even the clouds shine. The entire opaque world shines because of the sunlight. But what happens in rainy seasons? The clouds go and cover the sun. The clouds which shine because of the presence of sunlight, they seem to be covering the sun. They cannot really cover the sun, but how do they look? The clouds seem to be covering the sun. Therefore, pihita means covered. Pihita means covered. Arkamandala Nibha. The consciousness is like the light of the solar disk covered by the clouds. Clouds are not mentioned, I'm saying. Just as this consciousness is like what now? Like the sunlight, which is covered by this the light of the sun, solar disk, the covered solar disk, covered by the clouds. So also this consciousness, which cannot be covered, because of the light of consciousness alone, the inert body mind's complex become conscious. And because consciousness alone is that consciousness always experienced as I in all the beings, that consciousness seems to be covered by all these bhasyas. Bhasya means revealed, illumined. So the illumined clouds, the clouds illumined by the sunlight, seem to be covering the very sunlight. Similarly, the illumined, enlivened body, mind and complex, the illumined, enlivened body, mind and complex seemingly cover the consciousness. Is it clear now? Clear or not? Bhasya means cover, illumined. Bhati means shines. Bhasya means illumined. Every bhasyam. Now, so see, the sense powers are bhasyas. Mind is bhasyam. Mind is illumined. Mind is a bhasyam. Sense organs are bhasyas. Every body is bhasyam. The whole jagat is bhasyam. All are illumined objects. And here this illumined body mentions complex seem to be covering the source of light. Can they cover? They do not really cover. Even to become sentient and conscious, even to become existent, they are very much dependent on the consciousness. As are these clouds, you cannot even see the existence of clouds in the absence of sunlight. The very presence of clouds, you are able to perceive the clouds because there is because sunlight. But these clouds, which are dependent on the sunlight to be seen, to become visible, and they seem to be covering the sunlight. Similarly, this body mentions complex, which are dependent on sunlight, sorry, consciousness to become conscious and sentient, they dependent on, now they're illumined by this consciousness, they seem to be covering the consciousness. So such consciousness, which is like this solar disk, covered by the clouds, understand now, that's why this Pihita Arka Mandala Nibhas Purtihi. What is this this consciousness is like this light of the solar disk covered by the clouds. Consciousness is covered by what? Covered by the body, mind, sense complex, which are bhasyas, illumined by the consciousness. By those illumined body, mind, sense complex, the illumining consciousness is seemingly covered. Seems to be covered. Looks as though covered. Illumining solar light is seemingly covered by the illumined clouds. So also this illumining consciousness, knowing consciousness, knowledge consciousness is what now? Seemingly covered by this illumined body maintenance complex. Is it clear now? He says, and the yogi, the one who constantly contemplates upon that consciousness. Having talked about the consciousness, now he says, yogi sada bhavayan. Sada bhavayan yogi. Bhavana here is contemplation. Bhavana means thinking, bhavana means dwelling, mentally dwelling. So, constantly, that is why bhavayami raghuramam. So, constantly, sada bhavayan yogi. Yogi who is constantly contemplating upon this consciousness, which is, what is consciousness? Swamiji said this morning, you are consciousness. It is. How he gave that? He didn't say very easily, just joking here and there, and he just told you like that. That is teach, isn't it? Amazing. So you are that conscious. There's no you, okay? Consciousness is the innermost self. He says, yogi sada bhavayan. The yogi is always contemplating upon what? This consciousness. Which consciousness? The consciousness which illumines the body minds complex, which makes the body minds complex conscious and sentient, but which is seemingly covered by those illumined body minds complex. Like what? Like the pihita arka mandala nibha. Nibha means similar, like. Pihita arka mandala nibha. Pihita means covered, isn't it? Pihita arka mandala nibha. Meghangalal marekkapetra surya volipondru. That's the meaning. Okay, I don't want others to make others. Tam bhasehi pihita arka mandala nibham spurtim sada bhavayan yogi nirvrita manasaha. Nirvrita manasaha. Nirvrita manasaha means what? One who is objective. Such a person, the one for whom the self I is nothing but consciousness. I is equal to consciousness for him. I is not the body, I is not the mind, I is not pranas, I is not sense organs, I is not anything. I is equal to for him consciousness. If I is what about other things now? For him, body is consciousness, mind is consciousness, sense organs are consciousness, the whole jagat is consciousness, but consciousness is not anything for him. Is it clear now? Swami said both. You are simply understanding I am consciousness. Isn't it? There is nothing other than consciousness is there. Such a person, one who has clear vision, saha chandalaha astu, let him be a chandala or let him be a dvijaha, saha, he is adorable, he is to be revered as guruhu. This is my conviction. Is it clear? Quickly, look at it, I am finishing it. Okay, I had to go and give Swamiji tea. We want more time with Swamiji, no? So I'm going to go and get him some. Okay, we have the last verse. Okay, I had to go and give him the tea, okay? Yeah, we'll do it in the class. Anyway, only Palashruti. We'll read at least one, let us read it now. Yat saukyam buddhi. But anyway, the teaching is, one more thing is there, doesn't matter. Yat saukyam buddhi. Lesha leshata. Ime. Shakradayo. Nirvrata. Yachitte. Nitaram prashanta kalane. Labdhva munir nirvrata. Yasmin nitya sukham buddho. Galita dhir. Brahmaivana brahma vid. Yah kaschit. Saha. Surendra vandita pado. Nunam manisha mama. See, I'll be redoing all these verses again in my class with the proper unfoldment. So they'll be put up on the website. And all of you who are here, please leave a contact detail, the email ID, so that you can contact details, and you can go on the website and you can listen and understand it. Okay?
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.